Hey, we got to get to Tom Appel. He's the publisher of Consumer Automotive. Are you a Redbox guy, Tom? You ever rent any DVDs?
I used to rent DVDs. I haven't rented a DVD in a very long time, and I've never done it from Redbox.
Yeah, well, there you go. You can still do it. Don't worry. Okay, let's talk about this. I just bought a hybrid, so here I am thinking I'm going to save all this money on gas, and I am getting great mileage. I know people getting electric vehicles. Of course, a lot of states fund things through a gas tax, which people who have those vehicles pay less for, and now some states are starting to ding them. They're trying to find a way to get their money, right, Tom?
Yeah, we're in a really weird position right now where the same government that is incentivizing the purchase of an electric vehicle, right, $7,500 federal tax credit, Illinois has got $4,000 on the table, these same governments want to tax you because they're going to lose revenue from gas tax. So it's a very complicated situation.
Right, and usually the gas tax, and correct me if I'm wrong, usually goes directly into maybe the infrastructure fund for highways and roads, right?
That's a lot of it, yeah.
And so I get what they, like, they have these projects, they need them. These cars still go on the roadways and still create the wear and tear, even if they're not hurting the environment as much. So you can see why they don't want to see those numbers going down, right, Tom?
No, and those numbers are pretty big. I churned some sort of numbers, and I was checking this stuff out. But if we just if there are just 14,000 electric vehicles on the road in Illinois right now, and that seems to be what there is, this year, if we just count their gas tax they don't pay, that comes to $13.5 million at this very early stage in the EV revolution.
Yeah, right. And you're right to be doing it right now because those 13,000, as we continue to look in the forecast, will be keeping going up and up. And you're not even including hybrids in that, are you?
No, not including hybrids.
And obviously hybrids, while you are still going to be filling up your gas tank, in theory you're doing it less and less and less revenue. How many states are doing this, Tom?
I've got a list here of, I think, 18 states that have... Right now, it's just a registration tax that the state is charging. In 18 states, it's about $100 a year. That number is certainly going to go up. And we're going to see city stickers go up for electric vehicles, too.
Yeah, and I mean, what do they say about it? Are they just being flat honest? Like, we need your money, and good for you on getting a hybrid or an electric vehicle, but sorry, Charlie.
Yeah, that is basically what the argument is, and it makes some sense. Electric vehicles, of course, they're going tax-free in terms of fuel, and, you know, in Illinois, it seems like we're perpetually doing road work that someone's got to pay for.
Yeah, for, you better believe that. How are we looking in general for electric vehicles and hybrids? Any loosening up of some supply chain shortages, or are we still in a tough spot, like all vehicles?
It depends on the manufacturer. General Motors, for example, is predicting huge sales of the Bolt. That's with a B. That vehicle was on hiatus for a little while because they had a problem with a few battery fires. But Kia and Hyundai have new vehicles, the EV6, for example, and the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Those are selling very well, and Hyundai seems to have the supply chain nailed down. So they're building a lot of those things.
Any updates on Rivian? I know that they can still continue to say they're going to be meeting these expectations, although I know they did have a recall on some of their first trucks off the line.
Yeah, Rivian was everyone's darling, and obviously the IPO went well, and everyone wanted to get in on Rivian. I had a really bad first quarter. They lost about $2 billion, I think it was, and they're having a hard time with supply chain issues and just getting things built. So this next quarter is going to be very telling for that company.
By the way, I didn't ask the key question, or maybe you answered it and I had moved on in my head to something else. Is Illinois on that list, by the way, for taxing these electric vehicles and hybrids?
Yes, it is. It's about $100, I think.
Really? So when do we get that bill? Is it for hybrids too? I just, as someone who just bought one, I haven't seen anything come in the mail yet.
I think it's just for EVs, and I think it may apply when you register the vehicle.
Ah, okay. So just EVs here in Illinois. All right, Tom, thanks for breaking it down. We always appreciate when you stop by.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thanks.